Hello, listeners. This is Elizabeth Nesham of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this week's edition of Stock Talk. The NDSA and a coalition of state agricultural partners sent a letter to United States Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue this week, appealing an earlier decision not to adjust prevented plant haying and grazing dates. The group reiterated their request to allow producers to graze or harvest cover crops on prevent plant acres prior to November 1st. They reasoned that the COVID pandemic has caused unprecedented disasters for agriculture, and a shortage of meat processing capacity has created a backlog of livestock and a need to continue to feed. This is a problem that won't go away overnight, they wrote, and relieving some pressure from producers by guaranteeing a food source is critical. They acknowledge that the United States Department of Agriculture may be wary of creating a precedent by moving up these dates, as the department had previously done in 2019 because of excessive spring flooding. They pointed out, however, that North Dakota's prevented plant acreage is expected to exceed 2.5 million acres in 2020, far higher than the 860,000 acres reported in 2019. Furthermore, the current haying and grazing date unnecessarily penalizes producers in northern states who often face early winters that prevent use of cover crops after November 1st, they said. We encourage USDA to move up the date for grazing and haying cover and chopping cover crops on these acres from November 1st to September 1st due to extraordinary situation that producers are facing, they concluded. In addition to the one-time request, the NDSA had advocated for the Cover Crops Flexibility Act, which would adjust this date on a permanent basis if qualifying conditions exist. The North Dakota Stockmen's Association and 11 other statewide agricultural organizations reaffirmed their support for the construction of the Agriculture Products Development Center on the North Dakota State University's campus in a recent letter to the governor and House and Senate majority leaders. They told these leaders that the new multifaceted research and outreach facility, which will include a meats laboratory, will play an instrumental role in maintaining the excellence of North Dakota's number one industry, agriculture, and that they are hopeful that the legislature will dedicate the remaining funds to bring the project to fruition. In 2019, the North Dakota legislature committed $40 million to the facility. Additionally, nearly $5 million has been raised privately for the project so far. The NDSA is among the private donors. Brand renewals were sent out in the mail earlier this week, so be on the lookout for your renewal notice. North Dakota requires brands to be renewed every 5 years, which means brands will expire January 1, 2021. If you have any questions, contact the office at 701-223-2522. For over 91 years, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association has been uniting, protecting, promoting, educating, and serving North Dakota's beef industry. To learn more about how you can get involved, visit www.ndstockmen.org. This is Elizabeth Nesham signing off for this week's edition of Stock Talk, wishing you all a happy Thursday.